Let's check out what's happening in the crypto world today. As of just before midnight on June 9th, 2024, Hong Kong time, the total market cap of cryptocurrencies is at $2.69 trillion, which is up by about 0.73% from yesterday. However, the total trading volume has dropped significantly, down 34.1% to $56.14 billion. This info comes from SoSo Value. Moving on, let's dive into the crypto market sector performance. According to SoSo Value, out of 16 sectors, 14 are on the rise while 2 have dipped. The sectors that really stand out are RWA, NFT, and social fi. The RWA sector has climbed by 4.9% since the start of the day, with True leading the pack with a 13.9% gain, followed by Aum at 12.54% and Pollux at 8.84%. Over in the NFT sector, there's been a 2.09% increase, with MTD up by 9.99%, Koval closed behind at 9.91%, and Audio at 9.39%. The SocialFi sector also grew by 2.09%, with Moon soaring 11.4%, Sea up 10.7%, and Berry increasing by 7.65%. After checking out the overall crypto market, let's dive into the top 5 token gainers of the day. According to SoSo Value, here's the scoop as of 23:55 Hong Kong time. The biggest winner today is Aperture Finance, boasting a market cap of $12.34 million. Its coin price has hit 13.577 cents, shooting up by 44% in just 24 hours. Next up is Turbo, with its coin price at 0.65172 cents, marking a 26.2% increase. Third on the list is Alex Lab, where the coin price is now 21.55 cents, up by 20.3%. In fourth place, we've got CoinWeb. Its coin price has risen to 1.4275 cents, a 19.8% increase. Rounding out the top 5 is V-Systems, with its coin price at 0.1555 cents, climbing 19% in the last day. According to SoSo Value, the price of Bitcoin BC is sitting at $69,648, which is a slight bump up of 0.487% from yesterday. The market cap of BTC is a whopping $1.37 trillion, grabbing a 51.1% slice of the total market cap pie. When it comes to trading, BTC's 24-hour volume is $18.6 billion, making up 33.1% of the total trading volume. Switching gears to Ethereum ETH, its price has climbed to $3,706.4, up by 0.674% from yesterday. ETH's market cap is at $445.33 billion, which is 16.6% of the total market cap. Its 24-hour trading volume is $16.2 billion, accounting for 28.9% of the total trading volume. Together, BTC and ETH hold a massive 67.7% of the total cryptocurrency market cap, and their combined trading volumes make up 62.0% of the total trading volume. Let's dive into today's crypto news that you need to keep an eye on, courtesy of SoSo Value. FriendTech is shaking things up by moving from the Base network to its own FriendChain network developed with Conduit. They'll keep everyone posted on the migration timeline as they hammer out the blockchain details. Previously, FriendTech felt snubbed by the Base community, which has stirred up a bit of drama. Despite launching on Coinbase's Layer 2 network, they're now branching out with their own blockchain, sparking a mix of confusion and curiosity among users about why they need a social-focused blockchain. This announcement caused their native token, Friend, to skyrocket by 64%, though it quickly took a nosedive. This roller coaster comes right after a major airdrop and a peak in transactions, signaling some rocky times ahead for FriendTech. The next news is about Loopring, an Ethereum Layer 2 protocol, which has hit a bit of a snag. Some of its smart wallets, especially those using Loopring's official guardian, had a security hole. A hacker took advantage of this by pretending to be the wallet owner, started a recovery process, and managed to reset ownership to swipe assets. The next news is Thailand is rolling out its very first Bitcoin ETF. Over in South Korea, the Ministry of Justice is cracking down on crimes involving virtual assets. Plus, we've got a quick summary of the top 10 crypto stories from June 3rd to June 9th, all from Asia. The next news is, the Arbitrum Foundation just kicked off a massive $215 million Gaming Catalyst program. They're aiming to boost gaming innovation on their Ethereum rollup-based Layer 2 network. Over the next 3 years, they'll be handing out 225 million ARB tokens to game developers to help grow the ecosystem. The goal here is to get more developers and players familiar with and using Arbitrum, Orbit, and Stylus. They've even set up a 5-member council to make sure the funds are spent wisely. The next news is about Wintermute CEO Evgeny Gavoy shedding light on a big issue in Ethereum's leadership. He's pointed out a serious split between capitalist and socialist views among the community leaders. This clash is stirring up concerns about how well Ethereum will do in the future, especially with recent dramas around celebrity meme coins and these internal ideological battles. The next news is about XRP taking a bit of a tumble. It's hit a two-month low, dropping to 49.8 cents. This comes as Ripple has sold off 150 million XRP, adding to the selling pressure. The outlook isn't too bright either, with key indicators like the RSI and MFI showing values below the neutral zone, suggesting the price might drop even further. The Arun downline is also pointing to a strong downtrend, hinting we could see prices dip to 49.1 cents or even lower if this keeps up. The next news is, Arkham just unlocked 79.203 million GMT tokens, worth about $15.9 million, and moved them to a 4/5 multi-signature address. Looks like these tokens might be headed further, possibly even to big exchanges like Binance. The next news is, Binance, the biggest crypto exchange globally, just hit 200 million users and is aiming for 300 million by 2026, even with some legal troubles. They've jumped from 130 million users in 2022 to 200 million by June 2024, showing some serious growth. They're also celebrating having $100 billion in assets under their care. Despite some legal heat on founder Changpeng Zhao, Binance is still going strong, with CEO Richard keeping the focus firmly on the users. The next news is, Unisat's really knocking it out of the park, hitting a record high with 9.6 thousand trading users and snagging back over 40% of the market share in ordinals since September. They've also been hooking up their community with a BRC20 pizza airdrop, showing they're all about keeping their users engaged. The next news is, Ahmad Shadid, the big boss and founder of DePIN Protocol IONET, has stepped down. Tory Green, the COO, is stepping up to take his place. Shadid mentioned some old allegations as the reason he's leaving, but he's all about seeing IONET move forward. Also, they're donating 1 million IO tokens to the GPU Internet Foundation. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this useful. Don't forget to check out sosovalue.xyz, your go-to spot for all things crypto. It's where you can stay up to date with the latest market trends and essential info. Catch you next time. Goodbye.